ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Learn English with Mr. Shea. Hello, 大家好，又到了和西哥学英语的节目时间了。FM 19128，喜欢本节目同学呢，可以通过下载荔枝 FM 来收听本节目。那么今天呢，我给大家讲就是一种故事的介绍啊，就是有些人呢，他们喜欢讲一些故事，有关什么的呢？食物、朋友还有家庭啊。这是一个这个佛罗里达在古时候啊，就是以前就是在工业革命之前的时候呢，人们佛罗里达的人呢，他们有一种习俗，就是吃完饭呢、或者是干完活啊，喜欢陪在一起讲一些故事，这些故事呢总是不离食物、朋友还有家庭。那么今天我来大家讲一讲这个习俗 Food, Friends and Family。 Just about everyone tells stories about food, friends and familyThese tales are part of our everyday experience. When these stories get repeated often, they become folk tales. Before the Industrial Revolution, people lived in multi-generational units, often including in-laws, aunts, and uncles. This was true in Florida. For a wide variety of ethnic groups,Family groups would gather together in the evenings around the dinner table in the living room to entertain informally and be entertained in storytelling activities. But the telling of tales also occurred when neighbors and friends got together in more public spaces. In the panhandle region of Florida, entertainment centered on common workspaces, the farm and the river, and in gathering places such as the church, school, and in the towns.Because people depended on each other to get many necessary chores accomplished. A collective camaraderie was important to survival. These tasks, including barn raising, hog killings, log rolling and splittering, and cane griddling, quilting parties, and other work gatherings related to food preparation and the home were prevalent for the women.During and after these activities, stories were told to make the task more enjoyable. One common activity that still occurs today, is popular with young people, is the pinder, or peanut shelling and boilings. Neighbors meet at a designated place, and after the work is done, the evening is set aside for entertainment that usually includes games, music, and conversations. Of course, good conversation includes storytelling.African-American throughout Florida often met in places called Juice Jukes or Juke Joints. In some areas, Jukes are still popular today. In the area part of the 20th century, these nightly gathering spaces could be as simple as a dance space for young people, or as spicy as a backwoods tavern with illegal gambling, moonshine known as the White Mole, and active dancing to a nickel phonograph, piano playing, or blues singing.According to folklore, a fieldwork done on Florida's African-American population at this time, if the Jute gathering was a nightly event, it was generally small with perhaps 2 or 3 dozen people present. It was likely that more men than women would be present, and this unequal distribution of coupling often resulted in fights breaking out.The prevalence of violence caused owners to begin posting signs, banning guns and knives.What happened the night before at a local Jute might make for good storytelling material at another place or time. Residents of rural areas often sought amusement in the city for African American in the 1930s. This was particularly true in areas like Orlando and Winter Park, when there were numerous farmhands and domestic workers, and in Palatka.Which was the center of logging and sawmill activity. These towns offered restaurants, beer gardens, and various other places for men and women to enjoy music, dancing, and lively conversation. These recreational spaces were crowded every night of the week, and it wasn't unusual for people to attend on a regular basis. When the music stopped, remaining party-goers often walked down the street to someone's house to continue the evening's dance and conversation. This custom was especially intense in Quincy's African-American neighborhood and along Tampa's Central Avenue. Much swapping of stories must have taken place amongst friends at these spots. Many stories must have been made around these nights out. Crackers often met at the dry goods stores in town to swap tale and gossip, debate politics, and talk about the weather and the success or failure of their crops. During these times, people from every social class would engage in conversation and dialogue about local events. They would sit on a large wooden soda cracker barrels, hence the term cracker barrel philosopher. There were many other social gathering places for Florida crackers. Getting together with neighbors was important because they were so isolated in Florida's early years. These gatherings, as is true of all of Florida's ethnic cultural groups, result in reinforcing values, beliefs, and a way of life. Telling stories helps to maintain relationships among friends and families. It is easy to tell stories to friends and family because they already have some generalized understanding of shared values, believing structures that make the story work for those who are listening. Friends and family more readily understand the conversational style that is used. The words we choose and the way we say them are crucial to the understanding of the message, because the way we talk says something about our relationship with others. Zora Neale Hurston explained in this way, "Look like to me, only a fool would want you to talk in a way that feels peculiar to your mind." When friends and family come together for entertainment, they often do so around food. Food can be used to unite people, as it does when familiar foods are served, or they can exchange people from each other. When the food choices seem foreign, folklorist Michael Owen Jones wrote about the social aspects of food, claiming that it's both a psychological and intellectual experience. He observed that food can enliven social relations, enrich spiritual affairs, and enhance an individual's sense of well-being. It can be used to threaten, reward, cajole, or punish in the other ways manipulate behavior. Not only is food shared with friends and family a catalyst for storytelling activities, it is also creative subject matter for traditional tales. The traditional tales in the section all revolve around food, friends, or family. They're both believable and unbelievable. Incredible things are sometimes made to seem incredible. Some of the tales are humorous, and some have serious messages to impart. They're stories we can easily identify with because they deal with people and events that are, in some ways, familiar. Through these stories, we can learn more about the importance of food and celebrating with family and friends. We can also, more simply, have a good laugh. 好了，那么给大家稍微这个讲一讲哈。那么就像所有人都讲故事啊，所有人都喜欢讲一些有关食物、朋友。那么 ，just about everyone tells stories about food， 所有人都喜欢讲有关这个食物、朋友还有这个家庭的故事。那么这些故事呢，就是我们每天的这个生活经验。当这些故事重复来重复去，他们成为了 folk tales 啊，就是这个。街坊邻居的这个就是这个传记啊，传说啊，成为了传说，成为了这个故事 folk tales。 Before the Industrial Revolution， 就在工业革命之前，人们坐在这个 multi-generational unit， 他们住在这个 multi-generational， 就是多重的多代的这个单元里面， often includingin-laws, aunts and uncles, 啊，也就是说他们这个家庭是很多代都是在一起的哈。在佛罗里达这是真的。For a wide variety of ethnic groups, 在很 多种不同的这个少数民族的这个民族的这个组里面。家庭组合 ,we gather together, 这个家庭呢，家庭成员们，他们会在晚饭的时候聚合在一起，就在这个晚餐桌旁围个圈，就在这个还有在这个客厅 living room, to entertain formally and be entertained with storytelling activities. 可能就是去用非正式的方法去逗别人乐，或者是呢被你讲故事的这个活动逗乐。但是呢讲一些这个 tale, 我们说这个 folk 是民间的意思， folk tale 一般就是讲什么民间故事什么的哈。在 Panhandle Region of Florida, 佛罗里达这个叫 Panhandle 的这个地区，娱乐项目呢是以什么为中心呢？在这个普通的这个工作的环境，它以这个为中心展开的，然后这个或者是这个农场，或者是这个河，或者是 in gathering places such as the church, 啊，就是在聚集的地方，比如说这个教堂、学校，还有城镇里面 towns, 因为人们相互依靠着彼此，去得到一些更加有必要的一些工作啊 ,course accomplished。他们需要打工哈。Collective camaraderie. 那么 camaraderie 什么意思呢？叫做友情、激情啊，同志间的情谊。camaraderie. 对于这个存活呢是非常重要的。These tasks included barn raising. 这些这个项目包括的这个农场 ,barn 啊，就是在这个农场里面这个农场里面养活动物，或者是这个 hog killings。那么 hog 是阉猪啊，就是被阉掉的猪，杀猪哈、啊。还有 log rolling 滚木头 ，splitting and can grinding。can grinding 就是磨罐子的意思，打磨罐头，打磨这个磨哈、啊，打磨罐子的意思啊。can grinding。Quilting parties, other work gatherings, 这个小的这个 party, 还有这个 work gatherings, 这个工作的这个集合。它 relate to food preparation, 它和这个食物的准备有关系。还有 the home were prevalent for the women, 还有这个由女人为主导的这个家哈。During the after these activities, 就在这个活动的这个过程中，还有过后呢，我们要讲故事，然后使得这个项目变得更加有趣。有一个非常传统的这个 activity that still occurs today, 这个活动至今还有的，叫做 pender, or peanut shelling, or boiling。什么意思呢？就是这个家庭，这个街坊邻居呢，他们在指定地点集合，然后在这个工作做完以后，晚上呢，就开始娱乐，包括游戏、音乐，还有谈话。当然了，非常好的谈话呢包括讲故事。那么 African American 南非啊，就是这个非洲的这个 African Americans, 非洲的美国人呢 throughout Florida, African American 就是非洲裔的美国人啊，非洲裔的美国人，他们在这个佛罗里达呢经常在指定地点集合，叫做 Jukes 啊 Jukes 或者 Juke Joints, 这个什么意思，就是可以点歌的酒吧哈，在美国有很多这个点唱机，酒吧里面有个机器，你往里投几个币啊，古老的哈，往里投币以后呢，你就点几个歌，你就会可以往里放这个唱盘，大的唱盘，放上去以后呢，唱盘一转，完了就从喇叭里传出音乐。在有一些这个地区呢 ，Jews are still popular today. In the early part of the 20th century, 在早期的二十世纪呢。在早期的20世纪呢，这些晚上聚合的这个地点 could be as simple as a dance space, 可以简单就像这个年轻人的跳舞地方，或者非常火辣的就像 Backwoods Tavern with illegal gambling, moonshine, no one's white mole, active dancing to a nickel phonograph, piano playing, or blues sings. 可能非常火辣，就像火辣像什么呢？像这个小酒吧里面有这个非法的赌博，还有这个月光闪耀啊，管叫这个 white mole。那么 white mole 就是白色的麋鹿，或者是一些非常激进的舞蹈，或者是一个 nickel phonograph, 叫做这个留声机。 piano playing or blues singing， 这个钢琴演奏或者是蓝乐调的唱歌。根据这个 folklore fieldwork done on Florida's African American population this time， 根据这个民间传说哈，在这个佛罗里达的这个非裔美国人的人口里面，如果这个酒吧里面 was a night event 啊，这个酒吧的这个聚合是一个晚上的活动呢，可能啊 generally small with perhaps two or three dozen people present， 可能就非常小哈，就两三个人去参加，很有可能呢，更多男的、更多女的会去参加。And this on the equal distribution of coupling often resulting in fights break out。什么意思呢？说这个不相等的这个人口分配，也就是说，这个男女人口分配这个不均匀的话，可能会导致打架斗殴 ，fight break out。Prevalence of violence， 这个暴力的这个横行呢，使得拥有酒馆这些酒馆老板呢，开始就是往上贴示一些标志，说禁止枪支还有这个带刀进来。那么 ，what happened the night before the local druid might make for good storytelling material at another place or time？ 那么，这个前一晚上呢，就是这些人发生的前一晚，就在这个当地的酒吧呢，可能会成为一个很好的讲故事题材，在其他的一个地点或者时间段上。也就是说，酒吧真的是一个很好的这个找灵感的地方。Residents of the Urals area， 在当地的居民里面经常就是 often sought amusement in the city， 经常会得到一些非常找到一些乐在这个城市里面。根据非裔的美国人在1930年呢， this is particularly true in areas like Orlando Winter Park， 这肯定是非常非常正确的，在一些区域比如说 Orlando 或者是冬天的这个冬天公园，Where there were numerous farmhands and domestic workers, and in Palatka, which was the center of logging and sawmill activity. 是这个有一些叫 Palatka 呢，是什么的中心呢？是这个砍木头，还有这个锯啊 ，sawmill 这个锯末的这些活动中心。这些城镇呢，它 offered restaurants. 这些城镇呢，它这个提供的这个饭店。就那个啤酒花园，还有不同的其他的地方给男人和女人去这个享受音乐跳舞，还有非常爽快的这个谈话。These recreational spaces， 这些非常有创意的这个地点呢，非常人非常多。每一天晚上呢，这一周每天晚上 ，It wasn't unusual for people to attend on a regular basis。这可能不是非常的这个 wasn't unusual， 但是这是很平常的，是就是让人去这个参加这个普通的这个基本的这个活动。当这个音乐停止，剩下的这个 party goers often 这些离开这个 party 的人，就是去 party 的人呢，走下这个街去某个人的家里面继续跳继续谈话。这个习俗呢是这个尤其的这个重要 in Quincy's African American neighborhood and along Tampa Central Avenue. Much swapping of story must have taken place amongst friends at these spots. 很多的这个故事的这个创作呢一定是在这个朋友之间完成的。很多故事 must have been made around these nights out. Many stories must have been made around these nights out. 很多故事呢就是在这一些晚上做出来的。Crowds often met at the dry goods stores in town to swap tales and gossip. Crackers. 他们有些人呢经常在这个 dry goods stores, 就是在这个干洗店或者是在这个城镇去交换故事，还有这些这个绯闻，或者是辩论一些政治，或者讲天气 ，and the success or failure of their crops， 还有这个成功和失败，他们这个农作物的成功和失败，就在这些时间段呢，人们从各个所有的这个社交的这个区域来哈 ，would engage in conversation and dialogue about local events。 可能会这个开始谈话，或者是参加一些这个谈话，有关这个当地的事情。They would sit on a large wooden soda cracker barrels。他们可能坐在一个非常大的这个木质的这个汽水的这个桶上。因此呢，我们说 cracker barrel philosophers 啊，说木桶上的哲学家，我们就管这么叫木桶上哲学家。There are many other social gatherings places for Florida crackers. Getting together with neighbors was important because they were so isolated in Florida's early years. 我们和这个家庭那个邻居聚合在一起是非常重要的，因为他们就是在这个佛罗里达被割立在早期，所以呢，这些聚会呢，as shown all of that in the culture group，在这个佛罗里达所有的这个民族还有这个文化的这个组里面呢。Result in reinforcing values, beliefs, and a way of life，它导致了这个 in reinforcing values，它导致了这个加强了这个价值观、信仰，还有一种生活方式。Telling tales 讲故事，帮助我们去保持了一种关系，有关这个朋友还有家庭的这个非常深刻的这个关系啊。很，讲故事给家庭朋友很简单，因为他们已经有一些这个共有的价值观，还有一些这个信仰，使得这个故事呢，可以让这个对方听得明白。那么家庭和这个朋友呢，更加的想要去理解这个 conversational，这个谈话的这个 style。The words we choose the way we say them are crucial。我们就是给他们说这个单词呢，所选择呢是非常非常的重要的，因为我们讲这个东西呢是有关这个关系 with others，是我们的关系啊。Zora Neale Hurston explained it this way，他是这么解释的，跟我看起来哈，就是在我这看呢，只有一个傻瓜会让你讲一些事情。In a way that feel peculiar to your mind，用一种什么方式呢？用一种你自己似曾相识的方式去讲。如果说不是你的家庭和朋友呢，别人不带听你的故事的。当朋友和家庭他们在这个娱乐的环境里面聚合在一起呢，他经常做一些在跟食物有关的东西，食物可以用在去拉拢人。就像 when familiar foods are served, or they can，就像每个人都领了相同的食物，或者呢，estrange people from each other when the food choices seem foreign。那么 estrange 是什么意思呢？estrange 是离间啊，挺有意思的啊。我们说可以用食物离间，就比如说好食物给他，坏食物给他，两人离间啊。Folklorist Michael Owen Jones 这个人呢，专门写民间故事。他写了有关这个社会的这个方面的这个实务，说：“It is both a psychological and intellectual experience，是心理上的，也是这个智力上的一种经验。他观察到食物呢，可以点燃这个，可以让这个社会的关系变得更加的鲜活，可以这个激起这个精神上的这个。”可以让精神变得更加富有，并且增强一个个人的这个 sense of well-being，使得让一个人呢变得特别的善良。It can be used to threaten, reward, cajole, and punish any other ways manipulate behavior。它可以就是用来去恐吓、奖励，或者是这个 cajole，哄骗、诱骗的意思。或者是惩罚，在其他的方法呢？去这个 any other ways manipulate behavior。那么 manipulate 是操纵的意思，操纵、操作 manipulate behavior，他们用这种方式来操纵这个行为，不仅仅食物和朋友、家庭分享，a catalyst for storytelling activities。那么这个 catalyst 叫催化剂。给那个讲故事的行为，It's also creative subject matter for traditional tales，也是一个非常有创造性的这个项目，给这个传统的这个，就是针对于这个传统的故事来讲。好了，为大家讲完了，不知道大家有没有听明白呢？那么我们下期再会。
一个人的时候，听荔枝 FM。